All who come to this happy place, welcome.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world.
You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
How you will receive us.
Because it's all part of the plan.
You must take your place in the circle of life.
People line up for them, cheer them, scream their names, and years later they'll tell how they stood in the rain for hours just to get a glimpse of the one who taught them to hold on.
Would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that? For one chance, just one chance,
to be
a god.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Ace of Spades. I am Ace and I'm here with
James.
Today we are going to see Lucy. Are you excited for it?
No. Think it's gonna be? Not necessarily.
I don't know. Scarlett Johansson looks pretty hot. I thought it looked like a cool premise, so I don't know. I think it's going to be good. Not a lot to talk about it.
Yeah, I've only seen the previews. I don't really.
Yeah. I don't know. But I looked at the reviews online, and it's kind of like it's borderline between, like, if it loses a point, it'll be in the rotten zone, and if it gains it, it'll be fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. It's at, like, 60% right now, so I don't know. It's either going to be those one of those movies we like or we don't like, but I don't know. How have you been doing?
I've been doing pretty good.
That's good.
How have you been doing?
I have been doing good, too.
That's good.
No, things have been going all right. I mean, the diet's coming along and...
Granola?
Yep, granola diet.
Parfaits?
It's not as bad as you... Yeah, no, it is. Your stomach's, like, always empty. But, yeah, I don't know. I finished up all the TV series I was watching, though. Like, all of them. I have nothing to watch. And then when I texted you about Eastbound Down, you said it's good. So I watched all of that in, like, 2 days. All 4 seasons. And now you're letting me borrow It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome show.
Is it... Now, is it TVMA, as in, like, is it, like, HBO, where they, like...
It's, like... No, it's, like, no tits or anything, just...
Just, like, swearing and comedy and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's not really too much swearing.
Why is it TVMA? TVMA.
I don't know.
Oh, all right. Well, it's still worth seeing. Which would you... Yeah, which is better, Eastbound and Down or...
It's Always Sunny, easily.
Really?
It's, like, one of the best, like, non-HBO human shows. Like, not cartoons.
Because last night I almost started watching a show. What was it? It's called Bored to Death. Have you ever heard of that?
I think I watched, like, the first 2 episodes, and he's, like, pretends to be, like, a private investigator. So.
Yeah, it has that guy from Hangover. What's his name? He has a
beard
guy.
Oh, Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah,
he's not the main guy, though. He's just the friend.
Yeah, but then I was like, nah. So I guess, literally, I'm just watching It's Always Sunny, probably. But, yeah, I finished. Have you ever seen a show called Axe Cop?
Is it, like, new?
It came out a couple years ago.
I think I've only seen the commercials. But
you should watch episode 1.
Is it on, like, Fox?
I think it's Adult Swim. Like, you can go on YouTube. It's probably on. It's only like 10 minutes the first episode. It's season 1, episode 1. And basically what it is it's as if we had like a little kid in here that was 5 years old. And we're like, tell us a story about a superhero.
Oh, yeah.
They record him and then they animate what he's saying.
Yep.
And it's so funny because the kid will be like, he'll feel guilty at parts. He's like, oh, she had major boobs, but I felt so guilty. And they have like this like buff guy with like a mustache. And he's all like... Looking at her, he's like, she had major... And it's the same audio. He's like, she had major boobs. And then he looks at me and he's like, but I felt so guilty. And it's like... it's funny because, like, whatever he says, they have to put in. So it's like, I was having major love with the woman. And then the candy fell down from the sky. It's funny. I watch it, like, every now and then, but... I don't know, yeah. Oh, I wanted you to look up something on your phone real quick. There's 2 things I gotta have you look up. It's pretty funny.
Like on YouTube?
Yeah.
Search.
See, that voice right there, that's the one that I'm not gonna pick up. It's like,
search.
Search. Search. But, what else is there?
What am I searching for?
Type in how to kiss a woman, William Shatner. What else is there? Axe Cop.
By Captain Kirk.
First one? Yeah, that one right there. This made me die laughing because I'm like, oh, it's just going to show us how to kiss a woman. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I guess that's how you really do kiss a woman. Oh, you know what? This is probably a dead zone. I think that zone's over there is the one that we're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a dead zone.
We'll wait till we're at McDonald's or whatever.
Yeah.
But, come on. No, no, oh, this can't be happening. Man, our last episode went so good.
The movie is just not a good movie.
It might be good, but the whole thing is we have to figure out something to talk about now. Well, it looks
stupid.
I really don't have anything to talk about. No, come on, something's gonna happen with you. What's going on in your life? Give me something.
I've been working. I come home. I eat most of the time.
Goodness.
And then I watch shows.
What shows have you been watching? There we go.
Comic Book Men.
Yeah, so have you been enjoying it a lot more than... Like, at first you were, like, hesitant on it. You're like, I don't know a lot about comic books. And I'm like, trust me, you don't need to know anything about comic books. It's, like, just funny as is.
Yeah, I always feel bad for Ming, though, because they're always mean to him.
Yeah.
And, yep.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. All right, guys, well... I don't want to make it so short, but this one might have to be...
we've already done it for 5 minutes so far.
I know. Maybe maybe the movie... Oh, maybe we can make up for it, like, after the movie. Like, if the movie's really good or really bad, we could talk about it for a while.
Well, yeah, next week I'll bring a pen and paper, so...
I was literally before last night, I was going to send you a text that was going to be like, bring up bullet points or whatever, but I was like, nah, we're not gonna need any. Well, cut to us like today, like,
I don't know, it's like, I just don't know anything about the movie. I'm not like excited for the movie.
I'm letting you borrow Sin City. What do you think it's gonna be like? Do you think you're gonna like it? Or
stupid. I saw the commercials like 10 years ago. I wasn't impressed.
Well, okay. Well, next week we'll hear what he really. It's really a good movie. It's in my top.
Isn't there like a girl and like she's an amputee and has like a missile launcher?
No, that's Planet Terror. That's that Grindhouse feature.
No,
type in and go to Google.
I'm sure it's the same thing.
No, it's not. But yeah, that's called Planet Terror. That's a Grindhouse movie. But yeah, I think you're gonna like it. Next week you're gonna recant what you just said. So. But, in Sin City?
Yeah.
Like, everybody? Let me grab it. The DVD's right here. you got Bruce Willis, Josh Harnett, that guy that just died, Michael Clark Duncan, that's Mickey Rourke, Clive Owen, Jessica Alba. This was one of her first films, too. She's, guess how old she is right there?
18.
Yeah. That's weird. When you're watching it, you're like...
boobs.
Yep, you see major boobs.
Oh. All right, maybe.
Well, maybe it'll be half good. Did you hear about this girl that got kicked out of Disney World?
No.
She dressed up as Tinkerbell, and like she went with her boyfriend who dressed up as Peter Pan, and they kicked her out, and they said you can't be here because you're dressed up as a licensed character or whatever. She's all crying and everything. I wish we were over there.
A girl.
Not in the dead zone, so.
With a boyfriend?
Yeah. I don't know. If we weren't in the... James and I are in the movie theater, parking lot, and we're in the dead zone right now, but literally if we move over like 3 spaces, we'll have Wi-Fi, but that'll require us like moving the car. And so, yeah. I don't know, guys. I'm sorry. I don't know. Hopefully after this we'll have stuff to talk about. But, all right. We're going to go see Lucy right now. And here's a clip.
Hey. You speak English?
No.
You speak English?
Yes.
Take me to the hospital now.
Hospital.
Somebody put a bag of drugs inside me. I need you to take it out. It's leaking.
It is estimated most human beings only use 10% of their brain's capacity. Imagine if we could access 100%. Interesting things begin to happen. Yes?
Professor Norman, my name's Lucy. I just read all your research on the human brain. It's a little rudimentary, but you're on the right track.
Thank you.
I have access to 28% of my cerebral capacity.
I can feel every living thing.
Since when did you start writing Chinese?
Since an hour ago.
What happens when she reaches 100%?
I have no idea.
All right. All right, guys, we just got back from seeing Lucy, and what did you think of it?
I thought it was like the stupidest movie I've ever seen.
Are you serious? I'm completely opposite.
Really?
Wow. Like, oh my god. Like, literally, I thought you were gonna, when we ended, James did his occasional, like, as we leave the theater, gay, like, type thing. But I thought, you're not serious? You didn't like it?
No, it, like, made zero sense of, like, just because you can control your brain doesn't mean you can fucking.
Well, it's not like she can control her brain.
She calls Morgan Freeman from, like, half a world away, and she's like, oh yeah, and I can control, like, right, electromagnetic things, and
for people who, like, don't know it,
and, like, she's, like, turning on just his radio and, like, TV, changing his clocks, like, she
I'm
fucking knows that they're all the all right. way over.
But just to let you guys know, the story's about, I guess, an average chick named Lucy, and she has, like, a shady friend named
and
Richard.
They're in
and her
place in Asia.
Yeah.
With the Oriental people.
Yep. And Richard is in, like, this shady underworld type thing. And he can't deliver a package, so he asks her to do it. She does it, and they end up putting experimental drugs into her body. Like, into a package, which end up, like, breaking free. It rips open, and she has access to, what is it? Average human has 10% of their mind.
Yep, but the drugs are synthetic drugs.
Right.
That are like, because apparently when you're pregnant during the 6 week,
you're gonna feel like an idiot if I look this up. And it's like all true.
Yeah, it's all true. That's why they only made a movie about it and didn't make this synthetic
drug. Okay. But anyways, yeah, she starts gaining more and more access to her mind, and the whole thing is, like, what's going to happen when she reaches 100, but I like the movie a lot. Like, the whole thing is, it's not that she has full power of her mind, she has full power of cells, like cellular organisms. Electromagnetic pulses and things like that, so she can, like, channel things. Like, if she wanted to make that tree right there grow, she would just, like, get the cells from the airs and the wind
or
and everything.
Or
if
she was just, like, in a room, she could just make it all white.
Maybe, who knows?
I doubt that.
There was, okay, in...
I'm just going to make those bullets fall out of your gun.
Well, that's because the air is, like, she has control of, like, everything as more things go. I don't know.
Why? Because she can...
There was one part, I will
agree
with you, there was one
brain.
Part where I was like, she was typing on the computer really fast, and, like, all those servers were processing out super fast. I'm like, why is she typing if she can control it with her mind? That was the one
and
part.
And why is just
because
you can think fast, your computer's automatically faster and can
open
1,000
windows
a second.
Well, it's not that. It's kind of like, I'm trying to, I wish I had more access to my brain so I could give you a better answer.
Tell me why the movie isn't fucking stupid.
No, okay. It's like, somebody's going to respond to this and be a dick because I'm wrong, but... Say there's a candle in front of you,
right.
You wave your hand really fast, and it goes out without you even touching it. That's because you made a motion in the air to put out the flame, right?
Yep.
Well...
But her brain
It's not her
hand.
Brain. It's she has control of... it's like organisms. She has controls of cellular organisms.
And that is because her brain can reach a higher level?
Yes.
Humans are capable of all that.
Well,
if
that's
they
why
they made
that example
in
it with the dolphin. Like, he has solar... No, what's it? Sonar...
The dolphin can hear sound waves, so that means it can fucking change anything.
Well, he evolved. That's... Oh, okay. Well, I literally thought we were going to get in here. And like, you were going to be on my side, no.
And, like, when she... Like, after she just kills that guy that was on the operating table...
Yeah.
She calls her mom and's like, telling her all this shit. Oh, I can feel space, the air, and all this. I can remember everything. And, like, her mom's like, oh, I hope you're...
I hope you're like, okay. Yeah, that was stupid. The mom's response or whatever.
My mom would be like,
what the fuck?
When you're off those fucking drugs, maybe you can fucking call me again. Until then, fuck off.
That part was weird, but she was like, I remember sucking on your breasts and the milk.
I
and
can
the
feel the taste of your milk.
Yeah, that part was stupid. The other part was, I brought it up in front of you too, where all the guys are loading their guns in front of police officers, and the police officers are just like, get inside this building, and there's like a whole like drug gang outside the building, but...
And, because she has access to her brain...
Right.
Why did she start disintegrating on the airplane?
It's kind of like... She's an evolved state. It's kind of like...
An evolved state that just disintegrates?
Okay,
she gets
say
above
if,
a certain altitude? Or...
When we evolve 100 years from now, say we could read minds, right?
All right.
She's so beyond that. That's the thing. That she can do stuff that we can't even comprehend.
Like accidentally disintegrate herself.
Well, that's because she's a druggie and she needs that blue stuff.
And like... That
I don't know.
Cop guy that was with her... It's like sworn to protect everybody.
Just blowing.
And doesn't know anything about her. She's just like, yeah, wreck all these cars. Who cares about all these fatalities
that part
and
I was
shit?
Like,
as long as you get your fix by the end of the day, it'll all be worth it.
I don't get why was she like, why'd she kiss him? Like, is that like.
To remind me
that she's human?
To remind me that life is good and I'll.
Oh, so she was just
have
like.
Have sex with you.
Yeah.
Even though I'm. Everywhere.
And then at the end when he shoots a guy, she sees she's like, damn it! She reached 100%. Now I can't have sex with her. But all jokes aside about like her being like one of the hottest women on earth, she's a pretty damn good actress.
Which there's like shitty acting. All the acting...
You thought she was shitty at acting in this movie?
Yeah, I could do that acting.
Oh,
her
you
acting
could
was
not.
At,
that
no,
is bullshit.
She was supposed to be smart and not care about anything.
Okay, that was
smart.
That was bullshit because so, she was tear when she said when she called
no,
her
but,
mom and she was all emotional and then later she contacted Morgan Freeman. She was like, I don't feel sadness. I'm like, well, you're crying on the phone.
Like
right
the
right?
acting that was required for the movie was to just to be emotional.
I'm saying just in general.
I could have done that movie perfectly.
In general, she's a pretty amazing actress. I put her in my top 10. Anyway.
What movies was she in?
The Avengers, she was good in that.
There's no good acting in the Avengers.
She's amazing when...
Wait, who was she in the Avengers?
She's Black Widow.
Who the fuck was Black Widow? That's not a superhero.
You don't, how do you not remember the Avengers?
Oh,
like,
wait,
the
was
biggest...
she...
Red hair, black suit, she hangs out with Hawkeye all the time.
Oh, those two that weren't even super, they just had bows and arrows? That's fucking stupid.
Okay, what was
There's
you...
a reason why we got past... Bows and arrows, because guns are a thousand times better.
I thought that, now that I think back, there's that, what was with that random clip of that mouse and that? That was random. Because they're showing all these sequences of life with all these animals, and then they just show, is it because she's about to go into a trap?
Yeah, obviously. Jesus
Christ.
You sure you
like, I came in here with a set rating in my head of what I was going to rate it. Now you're slowly breaking it down, but... Really
and so you're saying once humans can reach 100% of their brain
it's like
capability,
you become like
they,
a god.
Oh, yeah, they just disappear.
Well, no,
so
she's
don't get
everywhere.
Too smart, like, everybody.
Did you get excited when you started seeing, like, remember at the end when it's building up, like, she's about to reach 100? Were you curious to see, like, the beginning of the universe, see if they, how they were going to... portray that, because I'm always wondering that in my sometimes I lay awake at night and I'm like, what's the beginning, you know what I'm saying? And people think it's all black, but I'm like, what's all black, like,
I'm
what's
sure
in
it
that
wouldn't
blackness
have been portrayed accurately in such a stupid fucking movie.
Oh, you want to fight, motherfucker?
I mean, like, if it was like a science, like some sort of technology, I'd buy that more than, oh, this is what happens when you get smarter.
At what point were you like, this is unbelievable?
Like, unbelievably stupid? Or
no,
like...
just... Oh, wow. But, alright. What do you give Lucy on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like, a 1?
You liked Hercules more then? Because you gave Hercules like a 3.5.
Yeah, like... At least Hercules was meant to be fucking stupid.
Dude, I thought we had the same taste in movies, but you thought this was less...
I mean, like, the movie Limitless, like, at least that wasn't didn't turn fucking, like, unbelievably stupid all of a sudden. Like, oh, I can do all this now?
Cause I thought it was just good as Limitless.
I think better, so I can do all this. The guy in Limitless didn't disappear, fucking teleport around and travel time, and was like, oh, I can listen to all these thoughts, and I turned your car into a touchscreen phone. I'm going to turn the volume up in your car. That's going to turn up that conversation. Why? Because I can use more of my brain.
Okay, there's a lot of plot holes now that you're bringing it up. She didn't actually need to turn the knob. She could have turned it up with her mind, but... Oh my gosh, man. Why'd you have to poke holes in it like that?
It's like...
Well, it was directed by Luc Besson. Have you ever heard of him?
No. Have you ever seen... make shitty movies all
have
the time.
Have you ever
time.
Seen The Fifth Element?
No.
With Bruce Willis, he's a taxi driver, and it has Mila...
Oh, Bruce Willis is in, like, a million movies.
You've seen The Fifth Element? It's it has a chick with, like, the white straps. It's all futuristic. She has red hair. Whites.
Oh, I saw commercials for it.
It came out in, like, 80-something.
Oh.
Where's your phone? Take out your phone.
No, I saw something with a girl with white straps and red hair.
Her name is... Is it Mila Jankovic? Mila... No. Not me. Mia Wow Wows?
Oh, yeah. I think I saw parts. Was it like... Was he like a space taxi driver?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
If you put it like that... Oh, God.
Was that one of have those you other seen, ridiculous
okay, I got a good
movies?
One for you. Have you seen The Professional?
No.
It's with Natalie Portman when she's a kid and there's a
Natalie
hitman?
Natalie Portman. Nope.
Okay, I gotta let you borrow that then. Because you'll like that, because that's strict acting. Trust me. Trust me. But, wow. Okay, scale 1 to 10, what do you give it?
It's 1.
A 1?
Like it... Like, at least Hercules, like, kids would like that movie, so I could understand why they'd put it in movie theaters.
You're saying nobody would like this movie?
Yeah, it's like...
Well, I give it a 7.5.
Like, I'm sure, like, Netflix wouldn't be like, I'm not gonna fucking pay you to... so I can play this.
Wow, you're being mean, man. You're just being a dick now. I give it a 7.5. I thought it was good. I really did. I was watching it. I thought it was a good movie. Like, everything I just said is what I hated about it, and that's why it's a 7.5. I thought the music was good. I just thought it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I was watching it. I liked it. I did. I mean, I thought when she reached 100%, I was like, this Whoa. Is what I wanted to see. Yeah. Like, and everything I wanted to happen in the movie ended up happening, and...
This makes sense. I love this movie.
Wow. Oh. Wow. Do you...
To think every single human is capable of this. If only we had more of that stuff pregnant people
Who
make.
Who knows? Well, it's a movie, James, so it's not like a...
Yeah, but I mean, like...
I don't know why, but I'm actually getting a little pissed right now that you're debunking this movie.
I just don't think humans are capable of all of that.
It's because you only use 10% of your mind there.
Well, I use more than the fucking writer that made that piece of shit movie.
Wow. All right, well,
And, like, I saw Iron Man 3 yesterday for the first time.
That shit was more believable than this shit.
It's like,
crap.
I like how they completely, like, just left out and, like, stopped, didn't even bother trying to explain why those people are, like, 1,000 degrees. And
like
why...
that one random part where he's like, you breathe fire?
He's like, oh, well, like, okay. You remember in the beginning how that... plant regrew and it also exploded. Yeah, we're not gonna explain any further what the fuck all these people are taking.
Are there any other movies you want to just go at while you're at it?
You know how he just melted that whole metal tower and his body's 1,000 degrees, but you're wondering why his clothes haven't burnt off? Yeah, us too.
Okay.
Well, stupid fucking movie.
James is having fun this week.
And like, so are like, is Iron Man done? There's no more Avenger 2.
Well, he's going to come back because there's an Avengers 3.
Well, why is he going to come back?
I don't know, James.
He said he's done.
All right, guys. Well, thought we wouldn't have anything to talk about, but I can't believe you didn't like that movie. Wow, I thought you were going to be up there with me, like, in the 7, no. 10 rating.
I don't like impossibly ridiculous, stupid
movies. Well, then join us next week when we see Guardians of the Galaxy.
At least that's, like, meant to be complete science fiction. Okay. Not like, oh, this is, yeah, right. This is fucking all humans, man. Like, this is what will happen if you reach 100%. At least that's just straight, like, fantasy, man.
All right, well, I got nothing left to say because you just drained. Like, I had so many points to bring up. I was going to be like, what would you do if you had Lucy's power? But you're like, well, that'd be fucking impossible.
Well, I guess I'd be everywhere somehow just because my brain
you're
is
like, hold
better.
On, John, let me send you a text. And my text, I am everywhere. And I'm like, oh, you're funny.
And, like, just because you're talking to somebody on the phone, you can see what is around them?
Well, it's because she can see, like... Join us next week when we see Guardians of the Galaxy.
How is that possible? Because she can use 30% of her brain?
Join us next week when we see Guardians of the Galaxy. Bye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Raymond. You should feel a little more relaxed in your favorite Kmart clothes.
Tell him, Ray.
Kmart sucks.